might be in the future of quite some importance also for this area. Chemistry has first been the art and science of making very complicated molecules, molecular chemistry. This has reached now a very advanced stage where one can construct very complex molecules in a very planned, efficient, selective fashion. This chemistry, being well established, nevertheless is followed by another aspect, which deals with the way in which not the single molecule is considered, but assemblies are considered, and these assemblies then are those objects which form what you now call supramolecular chemistry. It's a chemistry which lies beyond the molecule. It considers assemblies, it considers ensembles of molecules, and not just isolated ones. So the step has been taken to go from molecular chemistry to supramolecular chemistry, and this has developed over the last, let's say, sort of 40 years. What it has also led to is the following. The next step, at the beginning, supramolecular chemistry dealt with trying to understand how molecules can selectively bind to each other, recognize each other. The next step had to do with another important problem. On the basis of molecular recognition processes, which are first requiring interaction between the objects, number one, but recognizing when one molecule selectively binds to another one, this recognition process also requires what you may call information. And there's a lot of talk about information here, but we all know that our body, for instance, has plenty of information. We are all an information system. All what is happening in our body is information based on the way in which selective processes occur. So interaction is the first step, because things have to touch each other. But then the information storage is present in, you might call very loosely, in fact in a simple way, the complementarity between the shapes, the geometry, and also the type of interactions which are being used in order to make this selectivity possible.